paragraph Dalit, right? Yes, good. We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Evan Wezer, Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Dalet. We're discussing about the topic of who a Jew is allowed to marry, who they're not permitted to marry, based on chapter 24 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbi Nizal speaks there about a number of topics. Some of the topics that we're focusing on is the importance of performing mitzvahs with simcha, and also climbing the ladder of holiness, which begins by first going into the domain of unholy and rescuing from there the holiness that can be removed from there, bringing that within the arena of holiness, and then climbing the ladder. That's what we're going to see. V'alkein, and based on what we've been learning till now, Koyhanim, Levim, V'Yisraelim, Klulim, U'mekushorim, Zebozeh, the three categories of Jews, Kohen, Levi, Israel, are all connected to each other, very much connected to each other. V'chol echod tzorech l'chaveroi, and each one is dependent on the other one. Each one needs the other one. Ki daiko al yedei shloshtom nishlam chevel hakdusha. Because it's specifically through all three of them that the rope of holiness is completed. The Torah speaks about a triple-stranded rope that cannot be torn. V'zoichin lahasogas oirois hanal v'kanal. And it's by through the combination of Kohen Levi Yisroel that we can be zoicha to the great lights that we discussed earlier. V'alkein, and based on that, Kohanim u'Levim v'Yisraelim mutorim zlovoi zebozeh. The people that are from any of these categories, Kohen Levi Yisroel, are permitted to marry each other. Ki chibur hakodesh shel ish v'isha, because the holy union between man and woman, shehu b'sharoshoi b'chinas klolius horadifa v'amakev lahasig oiro ein soif, which on a spiritual level is tied in to the two forces by which a person is able to achieve the infinite light of Hashem. Those two forces are, one force is a radifa, the brain racing upwards, running upwards to reach up to Hashem, and the ma'akev being the barrier, the wall, the obstacle, the keser, the crown, that serves as a fence to contain the brain, not to allow it to go out of bounds, not to allow it to try to get too connected to that infinite light of Hashem, which would burn it up, which would destroy it completely. And Rabbi Nizal showed over there on Likutei Moran that in order to start that process of the Radifa and Makev, it begins with performing mitzvahs with simcha. It requires holy happiness. Bechinas simchas chosam v'kala kanal, which we said earlier, is also the reason why the Torah places so much emphasis that when we're starting a marriage, it must be started with simcha. The joy of the making the bride and groom happy. Zeo biatzmoi bechinas klolius koin levi v'yisrael. And this whole concept of marriage and the positive results that come from there is tied in beautifully with the combination of koin levi Yisrael, as Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us now. Ki koin bebechinas horedifo shel amoichim. The Kohen represents the brain race running upwards, running up towards Hashem. Shehu b'chinas birkas ha-seichel. That's the concept of the blessing of seichel, of intelligence. And that corresponds to the husband. The Halevi, the Levi, Bibichinas Hamakev, represents the force that holds back, that blocks, that it's a retaining wall, not allowing the brain to go out of bounds. Vayisrael, and the third category of the Jewish people, just like we said, the wife. The wife is also like a ma'akev, a barrier to keep the husband within certain boundaries. Vayisrael, and the third grouping, bibichinas hasimcha shel ha-toyro v'ha-mitzvos. The Yisrael, that grouping, represents the joy of the Torah and its mitzvahs. Because we saw earlier that in the Beis HaMikdash, while the Kohen was involved in offering the sacrifice, the Levi was involved in the song and music, and the Yisrael, the Yisraelim, were involved in reading certain passages of the Torah. V'hakol nichlal yachad b'shas u'avoida. And all of this comes together, merges together, when the service in the Beis HaMikdash is being done. Shaydeze nimshach hasogas oyer ein soif, which is how we draw this infinite light of Hashem upon us through the service in the Beis HaMikdash. Shemishom choylodas hamoichen. And that's also what results in giving birth to, in creating new seichel. Shemishom kol ha-choylodas tigdusha, which is what results in births of Jewish children. When we generate new moichen, new seichel, that also results in new children being brought into the world who will use that seichel. This will be their brain, their mind. V'yalkein, and based on all of this, we can understand why Havlad Hoylech Achar HaZochar, the child that's born, follows the father in lineage. If the father is a Kohen or is not a Kohen, is a Levi, not a Levi, the child follows him. Now listen. Ki af al pi sheho isho yiras Hashem gevoya b'sharosha ma'oid, because even though the woman who represents fear of Hashem, she represents a very high level, a very high spiritual level, ki nimsheches mebichinas keser, because her level comes from the keser, the crown. We said just like the crown is a fence around the seichel, the crown is the ma'akev, so too the wife is the ma'akev. So even though the wife is plugged into the keser, which is a very high level of light, bibichinas, as the pasuk says, eshes chayil ateres bala, a good woman is the crown on her husband's head. Still, afal pikein, despite that, ikar ha'hoylodo hu hoylodo samoichin. The main birth, when we speak about spiritual birth, the main thing we're giving birth to is seichel, moichin, legalois yediyas elokusa boilam, which is to reveal and increase awareness of Hashem in the world. Sheze nimshach al yedei hazochar daika. That's what the husband, that's what the man is. He's the one who has the greater obligation to learn Torah, to teach Torah, to spread knowledge of Hashem. Shehu bebechinas redifas hamoichin. And therefore the husband, the father, he represents the raising of the moichin, the increasing of the moichin. V'alkein havlad hoylech acharov. And that's why the child that's born follows the father's lineage. V'chol zeh b'mokim sheyesh kiddushin ve'ein aveira. However, this rule applies only if the husband and wife were married with holy matrimony, with kiddushin, and there was no sin involved in that, there was nothing illegal about their marriage. Because when there is no sin being performed in this couple getting married, even though not every Jew is on a level to be so holy, so that when he unites with his wife, they're achieving these great lights that we spoke about, this oyer ein soif, even though not everybody's on a level, that their association is with such holiness that it's connecting them to the oyer ein soif, af al pikein still, me'achar she'ein al kol ponim avera bezivugoi, so long as there isn't an actual sin being performed in their mating, there's nothing illegal about it, yuchal lehistaken hakoil al yedei ha'hoilada. Everything can be fixed, everything can be achieved through the birth that will come about from their union. Sheyoilid bonim, that they'll produce children. Umekayim boze mitzvah satoira, and they are fulfilling a mitzvah the Torah. Kial yedei hoilodas habonim midor ledor, because by new children being brought into the world, from generation to generation, there are children, and then those kids grow up, and then they have children, there's grandchildren, and so on and so forth. Nimshochin hamoichin b'chol dor v'dor. That's what generates the flow of seichel from Hashem to the Jewish people, and being passed on from generation to generation. Ad sheyecholin habonim liskois lahasoga soiros. Until, eventually, that these children will be zoche to achieve these great lights that we spoke about, the moichin, the seichel. Paragraph Hey, Avul kishayesh aveira. However, when there is something illegal about the marriage between this particular man and woman, Oz havlad hoilech achar hapogum, then the child that's born takes on the lineage of the parent that has the defect. Whether the parent was a mamzer or a mamzeres or a this, some kind of a defect that caused the law to be that when a person marries such a woman or marries such a man, there's something illegal about it. There's a transgression involved. Even though the marriage does take effect, but they violated a law. They crossed the line in them uniting. Kitekev kishayesh avera gemura bahazivug, because the moment that this husband and wife have crossed a red line, they violated a law in the Torah, they weren't supposed to get married according to the legal law of the Torah, and they did, azai mizgabrin heichle hatmurais. Then they give strength and energy to the Sitra Achra. And one of the forms of the Sitra Achra, it's called Heichle HaTmurais, that place in heaven where souls get switched sometimes, and where things get switched. Shemishom Hisoirus Hazivug. And that's the place from which the whole concept of marriage originates from this Heichle HaTmurais. Because in order for Jews to have children, in order for a marriage to take place, it requires a yirida. It requires going down into the Heichle HaTmurais. It requires going down to draw holiness, to refine holiness in this place. Yesh melchama gedoyla beinyan zeh. And that's why this is the major battle and battlefield of a Jew, to be able to get to a level of purity and holiness in their relationship between boys and girls, men and women. Ukishe'ena veira alponim, and if the marriage between this husband and wife is 100% legal, they didn't break a law in the Torah in them marrying each other, azai mizgaberes koyach hamitzvah, then the fact that they are performing a mitzvah in their living together, the mitzvah of hopefully leading to producing children, and that birth will draw seichel into the world, then the child that's born follows the lineage of the man, of the husband, of its father. Shemimenu ikar hamshocha samoichin kanal. Because the main flow of seichel comes from the father. We said the father represents the redifa, The mother represents the ma'akev. The father is the accelerator. The mother is the brakes. You need both. You can't really survive a car ride or a bus ride or a plane ride if you don't have both. You need the accelerator, but you must have the brakes also. And since the father is the accelerator, he's the moichin, and the child that's being born is receiving its moichin from the father especially, that's why the child follows the lineage of the father when the marriage was a legal marriage. Aval kishia shavera, but when legally, technically, they were not allowed to get married, azai mezgaprin hechli hatmurais, then the other side, the sitrachra, the forces of tumah, the hechli hatmurais, get stronger, umamshichin havlad achar hapogum, and they pull the child that will be born from this marriage, they pull that child in the direction of the defective parent. Kiheim oirvin tomid alzeh, because they are always lying in ambush. They're always planning and plotting to do this, to draw Jews down into the tumah. Lahamshich hapogum chas v'shalom, to try to bring about and strengthen the defects and the defectiveness in Klal Yisrael. Hashem Yisborach Yatzileinu. May Hashem save us from this type of thing. Paragraph of Vize Bechinas Kidushe Kesef Shoisha Miskadeshes Bekesef. Now Rav Nosson Zal will explain why when a man marries a woman according to the Torah, he must give her money or something worth money, like a ring or something like that, in order to consummate the connection between them. Ki hamomoin v'hu ashirus b'sharoshoi govoya moin. Because money and wealth, in terms of where it originates from a very holy place, a very high level of holiness. Kimuvon bedivrei Admor Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in several places in his Sforim. Ki hu nimshach b'sharoshoi mibchinas hanal. Because money, wealth, originates from what we mentioned earlier, mibchinas hatisho hecholin, from those nine holy castles in heaven that are generated by the moichin, the three moichin racing up towards Hashem, trying to reach up to Hashem, and when those three moichin interact with each other, they become three times three, they become nine, they generate nine hecholim. Rav Nosson Zal says, money and wealth comes from those nine hecholin, shenasu al yidei horadifo makev, which were created and generated by the battle going on between the moyach, the mind reaching up to Hashem, and bumping into that fence, that blockage, that keser, that ma'akev, that holds the moichin back, not letting them go too far, not letting them cross a line that could cause harm. Ki kol ma shenemar b'hatoyra hazois, because everything that Rabbeinu Zal describes in the chapter in Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, which is chapter 24 in Likutei Moran, she'oilin v'hoilchin ma'alo mola, whereby Rabbeinu Zal shows how a Jew climbs a ladder. First he goes down into the basement to rescue holiness that's fallen downstairs, and he brings it up to the ground floor, and then from the ground floor, the malchus, he starts climbing. He climbs from one level to the next, until the person succeeds in getting to the top of the ladder, to the moichin and the keser, and then he generates those nine hecholim. Kol ze husoid kavonas hatfila. That whole process that Rabbeinu Zal describes there is actually the secret behind our tefillah of Shachris every single day. Sheklal hakavonois hu aliyas soilomois. Because if you look in the writings of the Arizal and the Zohar Kodesh, they show us that what's going on a spiritual level when we daven Shachris especially, and even Mincha Maariv, is we are bringing about an elevation of the worlds. we're causing the worlds to move up. Each world has its spheroids, its 10 spheroids. There's the chesed of the Olam Asiya and the gevura of the Olam Asiya. There's the chesed of Yetzirah. And when we go about our tefillah, we generate a rise, a climb for everything to move up, like a domino effect of everything moving upwards. Shemalchus, it starts with Shemalchus Talim and Aklipois, that the Malchus, which is the Shekhinah, which starts out, it has fallen into the hands of the Tumah, the Klipois, we, through our process of Tefillah, we bring that Malchus out of the Klipois, the Salbish Es Netzach HaYisoid, and the Malchus wraps itself around the Midos of Netzach HaYisoid. The Netzach HaYisoid, Tala L'Chesed Gvura. And then if we keep the engines running, if we get to the next part of the tefillah, then the Netzach Hoyd Yisoid is able to rise up to Chesed Gvura Teferes, V'chulu, etc., Kimavura B'Kavonis, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. Umi Shezoich Elasik B'Tikin Zeh, and a Jew who has the privilege of being involved in this, Iker HaShleimus, when does the person know that he completed this process? When he was able to go so high where his mind is trying to reach up and connect with the infinite light of Hashem. And this running up to Hashem has to be in an upward and downward direction. Person needs to know how to climb, and they need to know how to come down from the tree. V'alkein ikar hatikun al yedei hamesader v'amiyashev. And that's why one of the most important pieces here is the brakes, like we said before. The ma'akev, the mesader and miyashev, the kesa, the crown that contains the moichin and keeps it within certain boundaries. Shehu hama'akev es ha'moichin meridifosam. That's the force that holds the moichin back from going too high, too fast, too far. Shehu b'chinas keser, that's the concept of the keser, the crown. Because the keser is like a fence around the head. Ki b'loi tikun zeh. Because if not for the tikkun of this keser, this ma'akev, this mesader and miyashev, hoysa horadifa b'li ma'akev, then it would be a runaway train, a runaway car. It's a guy's got his foot on the accelerator and there's no brakes. V'hashem yisborach chofe v'hoyonishar shom. And the person would go up and not come back down. They would stay upstairs, like we find the story in the Gemara. The Gemara says there were four giants, four super tzaddikim, who tried to go up to a very high level. Arba nichnesu lepardes, Rabbi Akiva, Acher, Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya, Ben Azai and Ben Zoma. The Gemara says that Ben Azai and Ben Zoma, one of them didn't parachute. He didn't come back down. He stayed upstairs, meaning he made such a connection to such a high level of light that he couldn't let go. He didn't have the ability to be able to come back down. The other one of the two, between Ben Azai Ben Zoma, the Gemara says he connected to so high a level of light that when he came down, he didn't have the ability to put it into vessels. He didn't have the ability to express it in a way that people could hear it. So when he would speak, people thought he was nuts. He would say things that people couldn't understand because his mind was affected so deeply. The third one, Acher, became an apikoris. The Gemara says he saw certain things in heaven that confused him and caused him to lose his sincere belief, faith in Hashem. And the fourth one was Rabbi Akiva, about whom the Gemara says he was nichnas ve'yotza b'sholem. He entered and left in peace. He was able to go up and come back down in a completely healthy way. because without that ma'akev, without the mesader miyashev, hoysoy redifa miyakev, the running would be without any breaks. Vayanishkasham, the person would remain up there. Vahayo mizbatel b'metzius, and the person would be blown away. The person would become null and void, you know, totally nullified to Hashem. Vahashem yisparach chofetz b'kiyum ha'olam. Whereas Hashem wants continuity. Hashem wants Jewish continuity. He wants the world that we're in here to continue to exist. He doesn't want us all to become astronauts, go up, and no parachutes. Go up and stay upstairs, because it's a great place to be, right up there, right with Hashem. Ve'ikar shleimus alkein, ikar hashleimus, al yedei horadifa v'amakev kanal. That's why real perfection in Yiddishkeit is, when there's the radifa, a person is running up, a person is trying to grow all the time, to increase, but there's a ma'akev also, there's boundaries. There's barriers. He knows how far to go today. And if I want to go further, I have to wait till tomorrow or wait 6 months till I'm ready to go to the next level. There's a famous joke that they tell about a guy who had a horse, and the horse served him in certain ways, but he felt the horse was getting too expensive. This big, schlubby horse really eats a lot, and it costs a lot of money to feed him. So he decided to put the horse on Weight Watchers. He's going to put him on a diet. He ain't giving him no 6 pounds of hay a day anymore. He's going to cut it down to 5.5. Nothing dramatic. He doesn't want the horse to make a revolution or anything, you know. So cut it down a little bit. Tried it for a week, and the horse is still pulling the wagon. He's still doing his thing. He says, wow, it worked. Let's see if we can take it a step further and cut it down to 5 pounds. And he kept doing this from week to week until he got it down to 0.5 pound. And then the horse went and died on him. And he said, he felt terrible. He said, I almost had him trained to get along with nothing, and he went ahead and died on me. Lahavdil, this is us sometimes. A person thinks he can climb certain mountains, he thinks he can do certain things, and sometimes if the person miscalculates, they try to go too high or too quickly, and they don't know how to come back down, they don't have that rotzoi v'shoiv, that learning, but knowing when to sleep, when to eat, when to spend time with the family. Each thing has to be in its proper place. If a person is just moving in the upward direction, sometimes they can forget to come back down, and we lost the horse. We lost one. So ve'ikar shleimus hatikun hu kishezoiche lachzor ulahamshich mishom kol hahashpois toivois. Therefore, real perfection is, real shleimus is, when a person goes up very high, but they're zoicha to come back down from there and to bring down with them a flow of sustenance, a flow of spiritual light, a flow of blessing. Shezehu bechinas yeridas hashefa. This is what's referred to in the Sifrei Kabbalah as bringing down the flow of sustenance, the flow of shefa for the new day. Shemamshichim achar hatfila, which is what we do after we finish Shmon Esrei. Up until Shmon Esrei, we're climbing. When we start Shacharis in the morning, we start with Karbonis. We're in the Olam Ha'asiyah. We're on the ground zero, on the ground floor. We went into this through by getting up at midnight and doing what we did then, and through the Tefillah of Shacharis, we've been zecher to go down into the basement to bring up, to rescue whatever holiness is down there, to bring it into the domain of holiness. That's Karbonis. Then we go to Psukei Dezimra. We go up to the next floor, to the next world. Now we're in the Olam Ha'yitzira, the world of the angels. Then we continue to Yishtabach Baruchu, the Berchus HaKriya Shema. We go up into the Olam HaBriya, the world of the throne of Hashem. Then, right before Shmon Esrei, when we take those 3 steps back, we're saying, bye guys, I'm leaving, I'm getting into my spaceship and taking off. No more of this Gashmi stuff. We're going into Atzilus. When the person takes those three steps forward, he's going into the throne room of Hashem, the Olam HaAtzilus. So he's all the way up there. Now those people who right after Shmon Esrei, they take off their tefillin, they run for breakfast or no parachute. The guy don't know, he left his pants upstairs. He's running around without an Hashem, because he forgot to come back down. He didn't do the next part of the tefillah, the Tachnun and the Ashrei of Olatzin, which is all about coming back down and bringing down with you the sustenance that you need for that day. Of course, you have to climb, you have to go up, but there's a purpose to going up. The purpose to going up is receiving up there what you need to receive and being able to bring it back downstairs. That's this Yiridas HaShefa, which we're mamshich after the tefillah, b'shas amiras Ashrei Uvol Etzion, when you sing the special prayers of Ashrei Uvol Etzion. Ki b'shas tefillah Shmoin Esrei, zoichin lebechinas hasogas oranal. Because when a Jew is davening Shmoin Esrei, when he closes his eyes completely, and he puts his feet together, he took those three steps back, moved three steps forward, he is gone. He has left the physical world. The Shulchan Aruch says that the tzaddikim in the past, when they did that, they had his pashtus agashmius. If you would pinch his finger, he wouldn't feel it. If you would stomp on his leg, he wouldn't know about it because he ain't there. He ain't downstairs. He left. He took off. He went up to the penthouse, and then he continued going further up, further than that. Aval tzorech lihiyos bebechinas rotzoi v'shoiv. But as long as a person is in this world, he's got to be going up, rotzoi, voshoiv. He must come back down. Vazai kishu bebechinas voshoiv. And then when he's coming back down, humamshich misham kol hahashpois toivois. That's when he's bringing down with him those suitcases that are loaded with what Hashem has given him for the new day, the new hashpo and shefa. Shemishom kol hamomoin v'ashirus, which is obviously also the source of all the money and wealth of the person. So we see again that Ashrei Avol Etzion has to be taken seriously. There are some people who once they got through Shmon Esrei and everything, all right, now they have one foot out the door. They're not so serious. People need to know that that's a critical piece of the puzzle. Ve'ikar tzinoir hashefa. Shetuchal leired lamato, and the main pipeline to be able to enable the flow of sustenance to come downstairs from all the way up there, hual yedei bechinas hamaakev, is that brakes system, the brakes, the wife, the maakev that we said, the keser, that force, that retaining wall. Alkein shom maschil ho'er lehitztayer. That's why the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that it's in the keser, as we'll see soon, that's where the light begins, is beginning to start shaping, to start taking on a shape and form. Above that, when we use the term oyer ein soif, the infinite light of Hashem, the word infinite means no shape, form, no boundaries, limitless. That's what ein soif means. When we come down from Ein Soif, when we come to what's the first Ma'akev, the first Tzimtzum, which is the Keser in this case, usually we talk about Keser as being the highest light, and many times we use the word Keser as being synonymous with Ein Soif. But in this case, we're getting a little more specific, and it's not. The term Ein Soif is a term above the Keser. The Keser is ready where the light is starting to begin to take on some type of shape and form. The Zohar Kodesh says that in the Keser, there's only when you go further down, there's a concept of a right and a left and a middle. In the Keser, it's so high a level of holiness that the Zohar Kodesh says there is no left side in the Keser. There is no left. It's all right. It's all oneness. But still, right is something. When you go above that, when you go to the next floor, when you go to Ein Soif, we can't even use the word right or left. It's above all of that. It's above any kind of a tzimtzum. It's above words that we know how to use. V'af al pi sheshom ein shayech tzir klal, even though we know that when we're talking about keser, you can't use the word for shape and form, because this is so far above. Number one, it's nothing to do with physical, for sure, but even on a spiritual level, the keser, we're referring to such a high level of light that it's way above shapes and forms. Afal pikein, still, me'achar shu bebechinas ma'akev, since compared to Ein Sof, that's like a retaining wall. We said the keser, a crown, is like a fence around the head. It's a ma'akev. Maschil ho'or lehistzamtzem ktsas. There is a tiny, teeny, tiny, teeny, tiny drop of tzimtzum taking place in keser compared to Ein Sof, which is way above, you know, way beyond tzimtzum. Ad shal yidei zeh, yesh koyach lemata, and that beginning of a tzimtzum, that beginning of taking on shape and form, is what makes it possible that when we go 6 billion miles down from there, when we come down into this physical world, sheyitztair bebechina shefa mamish, the light should start taking on a physical form of food, health, money, things like that. Ad shenimshach mishom hamomoin vashirus, to the point where that light, that high, spirals down and takes on a form of money, a paycheck, or money, a business deal, or wealth. Vezeh bechinas, Rav Nosson Zal here is explaining Kabbalah, what's written in Sifrei Kabbalah, and most people that read it there, it's very, very hard to understand it. Rav Nosson Zal had a gift of, number one, besides knowing it well, he knew how to bring it down to a level that we can talk about it and we can relate to it. The whole, one of the main missions of Chassidus, the limud of Chassidus, is to take Kabbalah and bring it down to earth, bring it into Asiya, bring it down into practical application in Jewish life, and how we relate to that in our daily avodas Hashem and everything. Rav Nosson Zal is a grand master in this, in the ability to explain it and bring it down, really down to a way that we can relate to it in our lives. So now he says, "Vezeh bechinas." This is what the pasuk says in Mishlei, chapter 14: "Ateres chachomim oshram." The crown of chachamim is their wealth. Now look at this. The Torah is speaking about ashirus, money, and it's calling it keser. It's calling it ateres. Rav Nosson Zal says, why? Ki ho ashirus nimshach mebechinas atorah. Because wealth, which comes from the left side, the pasuk says, mitzofa in zohav yo'aso. From the north comes gold. The pasuk says, "Oirech yomim biyamina." Long life is on the right side of the Torah. Ubismoila oishev kavod, and wealth and honor on the left side. So wealth is the left side. Wealth comes from the crown, which bechinas keser, shehu bechinas hamesader v'hameyashev v'hamaakev esamoichin b'shas yiridifosom. And in the context of our discussion, what we're talking about here, the keser is a retaining wall. It's a barrier. It's a tzimtzum. The keser is what's being metzamtzim the moichin, keeping them within a certain limited area that they can't go further. So therefore, that's the connection between ashirus, wealth, which is the left side, which is tzimtzum, and the keser, which in this case is also a bechin of tzimtzum. And this is why the pasuk says, ateres chachomim. Note, it doesn't say ateres bnei Yisrael. It says the crown of chachomim. Daiko, ki daiko hachachomim amitiyim. Because it's specifically the true talmidei chachomim, shezoichen lemoichen anal, who are zoichen to have a brain that's racing upwards, that's trying to reach up to Hashem, that's trying to connect with that oyer ein soif, shehem ikar hachochmo hamitis. I'm sorry, shezoichen lemoichen anal, they are zoichen to this moichen, shehem ikar hachochmo hamitis, which is the true seichel, ad shemoicham roide fachra sokasnal, to the point where their brain is always racing and running up to reach up to Hashem, to try to achieve higher and higher levels of understanding of Hashem. Etzlom daika, by them, Ha'ashirus mebechinas keser v'atora. Their money and wealth comes from such a holy place, it comes from the keser. Ateres rachachomim oshrom. Ki heim amshichim ha'ashirus mishom. They get their money from up there, from the top floor. Mebechinas keser, shehu ha'ma'akev. Shaydeze ikar tikkun ha'moichin kanal. That's what makes the main tikkun for the sechel. Aval eitzlacherim. But if we're speaking about people who aren't studying Torah, who aren't using their brain for connecting with Hashem and everything, yes, it's very possible sheho ashirus sheloi, that their wealth nimshach mehechli atmurais, comes from the switcheroo room, from the hechli atmurais, from the sitrachra, from that left side. That's also called left side. Sheheim mamshichim lefamim hashefa etzlam. They send shefa. The sitrachra sends a flow of wealth and shefa when we're not zeicha to the proper tikkunim. When the Jews are not zeicha to be doing the right thing, to be studying Torah and all of that stuff, there's still wealth. A person would say, you know, we have people in the world who are billionaires in this, and there's no kesher to Torah whatsoever. So how could you tell me that oirich yomim biyamino ubesmoilo shavakovoy, that wealth and honor comes from the Torah? I'll give you a whole list of guys who have nothing whatsoever. They don't support Torah, they don't, nothing, and they're wealthy. The answer is, you're right, there's another location. That's one location. When it's coming from the side of holiness, it's coming from there. And chas v'shom lo aleinu, if a person does not connect to the Torah, to Hashem, he's not using his moich that way, then if he does have wealth, that wealth can bury him. We see there's wealth every day that the guy gets rich, the next minute he's divorced, and he's living in an apartment alone. It's him and the dog. He made it. Success. His company went public. He went from 6 million to 60 million. And then a couple of days later, a couple of months, he's divorced, and he's living in some very hot midtown Manhattan. It's him and the dog alone. And then usually he ends up in prison because they find out that there was some kind of an insider, outsider, and he's in jail behind bars. I'm talking Masi, I'm quoting history, what happened, things that I saw in the past 30, 40 years. So money can come from different places. The Alkane. And based on all of this, we can understand why Ha'isha Miskadeshes Bekesef. The way that a man makes a kesher, a bond, bigdusha, with a woman, is with money. He has to give her money or shavakes, something worth money. Ki hakesef shehu shefa hoashirus, because money, which represents a flow of wealth, a type of wealth, nimshach bisharoshoi mishom, mebchinas keser, originates from the level of keser, the crown, shemishom sharosho kanal. That's where money is rooted. Within the ladder of holiness, money is plugged into the penthouse, to the top floor, to the keser. This is why Rabbeinu Zal writes, sheho ashirus hu bechina achas im ho'isha, that wealth is this identical with the wife, the hu chiyusa, and that's the battery. What keeps a woman alive is wealth, money. This does not mean the checkbook and the credit cards. What keeps most women alive and ticking is, as long as that credit card is still working and the checkbook still has checks in it, she's pumping iron, she's buying and she's running. This is not what he's referring to here on a spiritual level. What gives chiyus to the woman is the money, the ashirus. Uboi tluyim habonim. And the children that are going to be produced from her are also connected to the money, to the wealth. Kimavur bahatoira shel isur gzela. As Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this tremendously in chapter 69 in Likutei Moran, Ayin Shom Heitev, study that chapter well. That's where Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Gemara, where the Gemara says a person who steals money from a person, it's like he's stealing his wife and kids. And Rabbeinu Zal gives an incredible, incredible explanation, bringing in Kabbalah and other things to really clarify how it works, the whole tree of the husband, wife, and kids, and how it's connected to money and wealth, and which is dependent on which. And therefore, if a person cuts off a certain branch by taking money, the wife and kids are connected. That's their connection to the husband. Chas v'shalom, sometimes that causes a break. Hainu kanal. And this fits in perfectly with what we spoke about earlier. Ki ha'ashirus, shehu yiridas ha'shefa, wealth, which is an example of a flow of shefa coming down from Hashem, nimshach lamato al yidei b'chinas ha'mesader v'ameyasheh. That's only able to come back down if the guy is coming back down, if there's that process of redifa, racing upwards, and the ma'akev, the retaining wall that forces them to come back down. By the mind racing and running upwards, that causes this process of rotzoi, going up, vashoiv, coming back down. And that's what enables the person to go to the place of wealth, which is the keser all the way up there, and bring it down. And that shefa, which up there is totally spiritual, there's nothing physical about it whatsoever, it starts taking on shape and form, shetucha leireid lamato, to be able to come down into this physical, materialistic world. Vishom shoiresh chiyuso isha. That's where the woman draws her spiritual life from the keser, from the ma'akev, from the ashirus, from the money. Shenimsheches mebechinas tzimtzum, which comes from a constriction. Shesharoshoi, and the origin of all constrictions is mebechinas hama'akev, that retaining wall. Vaideze ikaru hoilodas habonim, and this is also what causes the process of bringing children into the world. Sheheim hoilodas hamoichin, which is synonymous with giving birth to seichel. In the Sifrei Kabbalah, the terminology that's used is being moilid moichin. In Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, we're talking about giving birth to children. Every child is a new seichel coming into the world, new moichin. Shetzrichin kishenichlol in shom, which is what a person really has to make sure to accomplish when he plugs in up there, when he goes up to that penthouse, when he goes up to that Oyer in Soif, he shouldn't forget what he went up there for. The purpose of going up there is to be moilid moichin, to generate new seichel, to be able to bring down a new flow of seichel, new recognition of Hashem, new seichel. Sheyir bebechinas rotzoi v'shoiv, by the person going up and coming back down, ad sheyachzor v'yamshich hamoichin lamato, until the person comes down and brings down with him a package of moichin and seichel. Shemishom hoilodas habonim, that's what results in giving birth to children, shenimshochim mimoyach ho'av, which originate from the brain of the father. So here you see the connection again. Rav Nosson, I'll show you, the person will say, what is brain? What does moichin have to do with kids? What are you mixing two things that are totally unrelated? Not at all unrelated. On a gashmi level, we know that the seed from which a child is produced originates in the brain. So Rav Nosson Zal showing here, this explains why our pikabola, we're talking about hoilodas ha-moichin, moichin, moichin. It's all about bringing children into the world. Kedei sheyegalu eloikusoi boilam midor ledor, so that the recognition of Hashem will be revealed from generation to generation. It won't stop at our grandparents. It'll be passed down from our grandparents to us, to our kids. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, doyer ledoyer yeshabach ma'asecha, generation to generation will praise the actions of Hashem. They'll realize Hashem. Kimachma shebesharoshom nimshochem imokem gavoya ma'oid ma'oid mebechinas hatishei cholin, because of the fact that these children that are being brought into the world on a spiritual level, they originate from those tishei cholin, from that moichin and seichel and everything. Alkein heim daika yecholim lohidia ulegalis elkusabelim. That's what gives them the ability to broadcast Hashem to the world. Vezehu, and this is why the pasuk says, ugevurai secha yagidu, and your gevura will speak forth. Why not the chesed? Ugevurai secha daika. Rav Nosson says, look what the pasuk is telling you, that it's the gvurois, it's the left side, it's the tzimtzum, it's the ma'akev, it's the breaks, it's the wife that yagidu. Shtahinu b'chinas ha-ma'akev ha-mesader, shu shoyresh ha-gvurois tigdusha, where the gvura originates from, shaydeze daiko yeshabach, the person will praise Hashem, he'll be able to tell and publicize the greatness of Hashem down below on this earth. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds another little piece. V'alkein, this will also explain why K'toiris Ma'asheris. The Gemara says that the K'toiris had an incredible bracha of wealth to it. And that's why they never let the same Kohen bring Torahs twice in his life. They wanted to give every Kohen the opportunity to bring Torahs so that every one of them would benefit from this blessing of wealth that comes from the Torahs. Ki ikar aliyas ha'olamos bebechinas hanal, because if you recall, in the previous shiur and the shiur before that, we said that the way that you start this process of going up the ladder, going up all of these worlds, was through K'toiris. Because you first have to be able to go down into the Sitrachra and reach down in there and rescue sparks of Kedusha that are trapped there. And we said that's the K'toiris, which is the 10 good spices, and the 11th one, Chelbana, which is in the Sitrachra. V'alkein ma'asheres. That's why the Gemara tells us K'toiris leads to wealth. Kimishom kol ha'ashirus. Because it's through this process that we described here, this whole procedure of starting on bottom and climbing up the ladder and getting to the Keser and getting to the Ein Sof and then causing a Yeridas HaShefa, that's where all the wealth comes from. Shibchines Yeridas HaShefa, Achar Tfila Shmanesrei. That's the whole concept of that next, the following section in the Tfila of Shachris. After a person finishes Shmonesrei, they go to Ashrei Volatzin, which is called Yeridas Hashefa, bringing the flow of wealth down. We know the Gemara says, there's a very famous Gemara, I think it says, Omar Rava, Oikiru l'neshaychu, treat your wives with respect, ki hechi detisatru, so that you'll get rich. That's another Gemara, where the Gemara makes the connection between the woman and the Ashirus. Beisoi Zuishtoi. And here, Rav Nosson Zal explained it based on this chapter on the Kutumar on Torah Chof Dalet. How the woman is the Ma'akev. She's the Ma'akev, which in this case is the Keser. And Keser is the source from which all Shefa, the whole flow of Shefa, comes down. Up to paragraph 9. To be continued, we hope, on your